Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some longing, play with fire, take a musical trip to Memphis, and celebrate a number of birthdays. Last week, I played Underneath the Wabash Moon by Bert Dolan's Berkshire Orchestra and mentioned that Bert Dolan composed at least one song. Well, here's Bert Dolan to start off a segment of songs about longing.
Thank you.
British bandleader Bert Furman directing the Rhythmic Eight, which consisted of British and American musicians, on May 24, 1928, and I'm Longing for Someone, co-written by Frank Guarenti, who for a while played trumpet in the band. Before that, it was another British band, that of DeBroy Summers, with Darling, I'm Longing to Greet You, written by Ed Heyman. The vocal quartet on that May 2, 1931 recording is unidentified. Before those two British electricals, we had a couple of American acoustics. We started off with Bert Dolan's Chateau Orchestra, with Bert himself singing his composition, co-written with Eddie Morgan, Longing Just for You, from June of 1926. And that was followed by Abe Lyman and his Hotel Ambassador Orchestra with their very first record, Those Longing for You Blues. That Nordskog 78 was recorded in Los Angeles in mid-1922. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I mentioned Ross Gorman and his Fire Eaters. Well, here they are to start off a set of rapidly rotating records about fire.
Extinguish me. Fire, 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 fire. Turn the hose on me. Fire, 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 fire.
I sit and dream of you. In every flame I see the face that time and fate will not erase. And when the cooling embers die, just as your love died too, there's nothing in my fireplace but broken dreams of you.
The Astoria Dance Players, a Grey Gull studio band directed by Fred Hall with an unidentified vocalist and beside an open fireplace from March of 1930. Before that, it was the unmistakable Tom Stax with Harry Reeser's Syncopators and Fire, an alarming novelty song written by Byron Gay and Richard A. Whiting. That particular version was recorded on November 4, 1926 for issue on the Columbia label, but the band recorded four other versions within a few days of that for release on other labels, and believe it or not, that's one of the more subdued renderings. We began that incendiary set with clarinetist Ross Gorman and his Fire Eaters on February 7, 1927, and Come Day, Go Day, with a vocal by Jimmy Kern.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week we made a musical trip to Indiana in which I played Indiana Stomp by the original Memphis Five. So this week we're going to make a musical trip to Memphis, starting off with the Chickasaw Syncopators. Thank you.
Thank you.
gal from Memphis, she's gone to Caroline. I know just who she went with, a dear old pal of mine. I ought to hop a choo-choo, now I know I ought to go. I'd love to find my baby, but my funds are mighty low. My gal, oh, why did she leave me? Sweet gal, I'm missing her so. Oh, there ain't no gal in Memphis as sweet as her around. I lost my gal from Memphis, that's why I feel low down.
We began our little musical journey to Memphis with the Chickasaw Syncopators, a student band directed by Jimmy Lunsford while he was teaching music at Manassas High School in Memphis, and Memphis Rag, recorded in Memphis on December 13, 1927. Next, it was Slim Lamar and his Southerners and Memphis Kick Up, recorded in Camden, New Jersey on February 11, 1929. Memphis Kick Up was written by Jim Rush, who was reed man in the band when they actually did record in Memphis the previous year. It's based on the jazz standard Panama, written by William H. Tyers in 1912. The scat vocal was by an H. Lamar, who I'm gonna guess is Slim. That was followed by the Blue Ribbon Syncopators, a territory band from the Buffalo, New York area, and Memphis Sprawler, written by tuba player Joe Tardo and arranged by drummer Hurley Dimer. That was recorded by Columbia on April 29, 1927. We finished up with the master of the plunger mute, trumpeter Bubber Miley, and his Mileage Makers, and I Lost My Gal from Memphis. Charlie Tobias wrote the music, and the Peter DeRose lyrics were sung in that May 16, 1930 Victor recording by Frank Marvin. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. These next two segments of the show will be dedicated to a number of artists who had birthdays this past week, starting off with Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band.
Thank you. and they lead the way to
Frank Black and his orchestra, with a vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, and Highways Are Happy Ways, written by Larry Shea. Frank Black was born November 28, 1896. Composer Louis A. Hirsch was born on November 28 also, but a few years earlier, in 1887. He wrote The Love Nest for the George M. Cohan musical comedy Mary, which we heard played by Art Hickman's orchestra on June 11, 1920. And of course, much later, it was used as the theme for the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. We started off with Ray Storita and the Piccadilly Revels Band and Gentlemen Prefer Blues, recorded October 19th or 20th of 1927. Gentlemen Prefer Blues was written by Harry Carroll, who also was born November 28th in 1892.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Here for this final segment of the show are some others who celebrated birthdays this past week.
It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. It was so beautiful, so marvelous, the stars above us shone. We were alone, we were alone. The time was right, the moon was low. I held you tight, how could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine, all mine. Nighttime found us, happiness around us, church bells ringing, day is done, they'll be ringing when we're one. Evening blessing, you and I caressing, music, moonlight, melody, only there for you and me. It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine. And you are mine. And you are mine.
Cause I got a coded by those. Oh, I got decoded by dough. Oh, my neck, oh, my knees. All I do is zip and sneeze. Cause I got a code to buy those. Oh, I got a code to buy those. Bought a buck of aspirin. Washed it down with garden gin. Cause I got a code to buy those. Oh, I got a code to buy those. Went to see the doctor. Asked him what to do. Lordy, help the doctor. He said, I think I've got one too. So we lay down side by side. I'm still here, but the doctor died. Cause I got a coded by dose. I got a coded by dose.
We killed two birthdays with one song in that first one. Harry Barris was born November 24, 1905, and wrote the music to It Was So Beautiful. The words were written by Arthur Freed and were sung there on July 26, 1932, by America's sweetheart of song, Ruth Etting, who was born a couple of years earlier on November 23, 1903. Willie the Lion Smith was born November 25th, 1897, and we heard him there with his Cubs on April 23rd, 1935, and Harlem Joys. Next, it was Rosetta Duncan, born November 23rd, 1900, and I Got a Coded by Doe's. Sister Vivian Duncan was at the piano on that January 3rd, 1930 Victor recording. We finished up with keyboard wizard V. Lawnhurst, born November 24, 1905, and her first recording, Breakin' the Piano, from November of 1922. Now, do the math, 1905 from 1922 means V. Lawnhurst was 17 when she made that recording. Now, let's see, when I was 17, let's not go there. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, which now has a fan page on Facebook. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.